Tanya and Steve.
Number one in Newcastle.
With McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world.
This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Morning!
Oh, day two and we've both made it. And you two rides, well done.
Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, what?
Got a rapid test.
Where from?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh!
That's what must be going on street corners everywhere.
Of course it is.
There's no drug deals anymore. It's rapid test deals.
Why some tennis shoes wrapped over an electricity pole?
Rapid test!
We've got 20 of them. I know, they were used, but doesn't matter. No, because the used ones are positive ones that if you want a week off.
100%.
Yeah, that's how
there it's must be
now.
A black market in there somewhere.
I just sold one to Hamish in the news.
Perfect.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'm a bit tired. Steve said, keep one of these in here. Tick a box, stay home.
It's so ridiculous.
I'm still whispering.
They're talking about all these rapid tests available to low-income earners and, you know, the kids are going back to school. Who's got them?
No one's got them. Actually, I will have some on Saturday.
Jump him!
Yeah.
But they're for the kids.
Hang on. Is that yacht coming in through Swansea?
Oh, now, that was email from the school yesterday. They actually said, I'm going to go and pick them up on a Saturday. They've got, like, all the different alphabetical names at different times. So
really?
If you want a rapid test, maybe sneak into a school over the weekend.
Yeah, it was funny. I think it was Sunday. Might have been Sunday, okay, on the Carrington page.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a Hamilton page.
Yeah.
And it said, oh, guys, just saw some rat tests at Coles Waratah. I swear, I would have loved to have driven up there an hour later and seen all the staff with their hair messed up, black eyes, clothes ripped.
I know.
But it is ridiculous, isn't
it? It really is.
Go and get a rat test. From where?
Friends around the corner the other day, they needed to buy one, you know, when I say the other day, probably 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And she came back cranky. She had to buy a box of 20 because they weren't separating them. $300.
Oh,
that is
she
insane.
Had to spend it because they needed it for whatever reason. I forget. But
now you got some.
I did.
At that stage when Mike was going through
I did. So about a month ago.
How much were they?
Well, $165.
For how many?
For a box of five. Would that be a five?
No way. Really, I've got a box of seven for about $75.
Yeah. Look, now hang on. I think you're right, Rise. I think it was five for 75 and maybe 150 for
I'm
10.
Just having one of those moments where I never thought I'd live long enough to have this discussion.
No! It's really...
part of the world, isn't it?
Nobody can get them.
No. It's like I didn't think I'd ever live long enough where I'd wake up. G'day, Steve. Not now, mate. I'm after a rat test.
I've got a few up my sleeve. I'll sell you one. $120 for one.
Yeah, well, that's
actually, for you, $125. Steve.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's brought that on, Tanya. But obviously, I've done something to
it. Tanya, $150.
Oh, there you go. Got that. All right. Yeah, well, if anyone knows any, give us a quick call. Because as you just heard, what Risey's willing to pay.
I know. And please don't encourage our listeners to skulk into schools on the weekend in order to steal a rat test.
Yeah. Don't pretend you're a parent of a child.
My kid, Jamie's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with your hunting.
Now I know when a young guy comes out to me as I'm in line for a pub and goes, G'day, Steve, you all right?
What is he talking about?
He's hustling tests.
We're away for a Tuesday. It's the 25th of January. This is Tanya and Steve at Triple M.
Just goes to prove, Tanya, as much as you pray and you pray, I just noticed that you found it.
I know.
Mm, it's back.
He prayed and I did find it. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
This is back.
Here is recorder stylings of T. Wilkes.
That wasn't very good.
I honestly didn't think this segment could get any worse.
Tanya and Steve's Rock and Recorder Ruse Day.
That's right, gang. Oh, yes, it's back. And if you thought that intro was good, wait till you hear what she's going to dish out today. Well, the idea, if you're new to the show, of course, Tanya does play her recording stylings, and you have to guess what song it is to win the prize here. Better call now.
Yes.
And it's tickets to go and see the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Really
so
good if you haven't
got there. If you're out of practice, you've got to get on the phone first. Mm, mm. So this might take a while before people remember. Get on the phone.
33353. That's our phone number. Give us a call. 133353. It's a family pass as well. So we've got another week of the school holidays to go pretty much. That'd be great.
I'll give you a clue. Tomorrow is Australia Day. So I've picked an Aussie classic.
Okay.
It's not Waltzing Matilda.
Mm. Good.
It's not Down Under.
It's not Down Under.
Oh, how about we just rattle off all things it's not?
Not Beds Burning. Not Working Class Man.
Maybe not the best choice there, Rise, but you have a problem with Madonna songs. this is a true story while we're waiting for someone to ring through. I arrive, you know, Christmas family, yep. All that Queensland thing, and my little niece on Christmas morning unwrapped a recorder, and I went, the hell follows me. Okay, and then I'm not joking, from the bedroom, and I thought, okay, all right, it's my destiny to be surrounded by beautiful recorder music. It was just, as she unwrapped it.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, they're all going, oh, look, and I've gone, oh, hell. But yeah, I can assure you, after at least 3 days, she did not get any better. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Ben. You know how this works. I'm going to serenade you with a recorder. It's a rock song.
Oh, God.
It's a slow rock song.
Slow rock song. Okay. Yeah. All right. Listen carefully, Ben, and tell us what this is. Ben, jump in any time, mate. What do you reckon?
I know the song.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nah, sorry, guys.
No worries, Ben. Have a great day.
I never thought this segment would turn on to edgier seat stuff.
We just lost Cindy. 133-53. The phones have lit up.
I get usually pretty good at it. I couldn't pick that one.
Oh, no. You still don't know?
I'm not positive. No, give us another belt while we're waiting. We've got Donna there. Hey, Donna.
Hi.
Okay, listen.
Here we go.
Listen. Any clue, Donna?
No.
What about when we get down further in the song?
Oh, are you doing that again? Are you not playing the chorus?
No? Ricey got it.
Yeah, I allowed it. So, yeah, Donna, we'll go to Jenny in Cameron Park here. Here's Jen.
Hey, it was
Jen.
Really interesting. Only moments ago, someone said to Tanya, I didn't know you could read music. Clearly you can't. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, how you going?
Good, Jen. Do you know?
I think it's Aussie Cruel, Reckless.
Yes,
I think you're right. Woohoo! This should have given it away.
I know. I should have known that.
Nailed it.
I tell you what, Jenny, I know we put you through it, but you've got yourself a family pass to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good effort, Jen.
How did you not get that?
I don't know.
Riney got it.
Yeah, you nailed did that Riney. One today.
Yeah, no. Come on, take us out.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, I've gone too soon.
See, it's perfect. See?
It's magic. I've missed this.
Beautiful.
Oh, glad you faded me out.
Sorry, Tanya.
I've noticed we've only been back a day and a bit, and he's doing that a lot to us. I reckon he's got a directive. When you want him to shut up, just go.
Oh, look, what's his button do?
Oh, he listened to one radio station. That's Triple M.
Call me old school, T, but I like the old days when you'd get scams on email and not text.
Well, in the first 4 weeks of this year, and we're not even at 4 weeks yet, The people that take our complaints, so Scamwatch, this is the division of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, they've had over 13,000 complaints from Australians in the last 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
From scams via text.
You haven't gotten it yet, did you say?
Or
I did
all the time.
Okay.
I'll tell you what happened on Sunday, I'm having real issues. Thank God we're talking to Textpert Trev with my internet dropping in and out.
Okay.
So trying to watch a Netflix show, it just drops out. Mm. It's annoying me.
Yeah.
And like I pay premium with all these things, but that's not obviously anything to do with your internet.
Tell you what, the same thing happened to me, and that's when you know your life's hell.
Well,
I don't care what anyone's going through.
But you're paying
with you,
for this.
You're trying to watch something, and suddenly that little circle comes up.
Oh,
and it's like,
I hate that circle.
Annoying.
I've had enough of this rubbish.
But so that's going on at the moment. Mm. Walking down the street on Sunday to get a coffee, My phone rings. Hello, Mrs. She called me my married name, Redmond. Yeah. Yeah. Mrs. Redmond. Not doing accents, by the way.
No, I think you did.
Yeah, you started.
Sorry.
We were just letting you go.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just be glad we're on radio. No one saw you wobble your head.
Stephen. So, Mrs. Redmond, there you are experiencing internet dropouts. It's such and such from Telstra.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do, are you at your computer? And I went, I don't believe you. Give me your number. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, give me your number and I'll ring you back. And he went, oh, Mrs. Redmond. You know, he's laughing at me.
Yeah.
We know you're having loads of problems. And I'm thinking,
Is this true?
Yeah, this is true.
And then did you give him your bank account details?
Well, no. But we were in this really long conversation.
It was legit.
No, it wasn't in the end.
Oh, what?
No, it wasn't in the end. Because I said, no, look, I don't trust you. Yeah. Give me your number, I'll ring you back.
Right.
And next minute he hung up.
Aha.
But I was on the phone for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can they get me after 2 minutes?
Absolutely. You're gone. Check your account. You're broke. You've got nothing in it, mate.
I felt like it was in an NCIS, keep you on the phone long enough and they can get in.
Well, we hear that, don't they?
Yeah.
When they try and get you to say
yes.
Yes,
exactly.
All of that gear, yeah. So I'm not sure.
Do you get ones like that?
I don't get anyone ring. Who knows? I don't answer.
That's true.
No, then that's dead set. I actually got two no caller ID calls yesterday. I don't know where they're from.
Yeah.
I don't answer, so no. But I get texts. And a couple of texts where you've been invited to be a YouTube reviewer and everything.
Oh,
and you know me, love a good review.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if you tag on, then malware comes through your phone and stuffs your phone.
It does. Yep.
There are other ones I got. You're getting some too, right?
Yeah, I'm getting some. Yep.
But I'm getting ones too as well. Oh, you've been I'm spotted on an explicit video. And I know that's true.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get in there to delete the video. No, I've had a couple of those as well.
Same. Yeah, same.
And one that headlined, and this was just before we went on holidays, actually. I was going to bring it up there. One that headlined, we know what you're doing and what you're watching online.
Oh, gosh. Really?
I'll tell you what, I pulled the blinds down that day, mate.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Click here now too. I'm getting those.
But see, people will.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you were sus
almost,
on this guy.
Almost ready to do what this bloke said the other day.
Well, imagine if they called your mum or something like that. Evie would kind of go, oh, okay.
Those calls and they ring me and I go, no, that wouldn't have been real. Just hang up.
But he was lovely, Ken. Don't answer your phones, people. I've been harping on for 20 years. One day you'll all understand. Don't answer your phone.
Mm. Or if I do, I just block the number next.
Well, sorry.
Idea.
Answer your phone if you know who it is.
If there's no ID,
mm. If they don't leave a message, it's not important. And it's no one you need to talk to.
Funnily enough, though, a lot of the scam calls I get come from, like, Queensland, 07.
And mine come from 03, Melbourne.
There you go. Yeah. So I worry that someone's ringing me about Lorcan.
Oh, true.
So I always answer at 07.
Mm.
Usually it's a scam.
Yeah.
And but then I then have to block the number.
Yeah.
So they, yeah. It's tough.
Mine come from Canberra.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, how come we're all getting different states?
Jeez, that's a good question, too.
Great question.
Thank God we've got Texpert Trevor next.
Let's ask him. Texpert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Jeez, Trevor, you never thought you'd come back in 2022 and have a disco intro.
What? Wow. Are we in the DeLorean? What happened?
Hey, how are you? How was the holidays?
Well. Welcome back. I went to America and back once since you've been gone. I mean, geez.
We watched that, How was that, in and out and all of that gear?
It was awesome. It was great. It was completely normal, probably easier than normal, to be honest.
Really?
Were there many on the plane?
No. It was probably, I'm going to say, 35, 40% capacity.
That's
so
golden.
Yeah, pretty empty.
Mm-hmm. But in and out of the country itself, I border and things like that. Because we're all throwing around traveling and we're always curious.
Honestly, my advice, if you've got the cash and you want to go on a holiday, go now.
Right.
Really?
Wow.
It's so easy to get out. It's a bit of extra paperwork, right?
Yeah.
But I flew United and it was all done through an app. You just upload your vaccination certificate, you upload your negative test, you do all that via an app. And then I didn't show anyone anything once I left the country. It was easy.
Amazing.
And the irony of that, Trevor, of course, is that by the sounds of it, easier for you to get into America than us Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Certainly. Western Australia. Just take precautions while you're away. You know, wear a mask. And I just always had sanitizer in my pocket.
Yeah.
And did you have to wear the mask on the plane the whole time?
Yep.
Okay.
Not comfy, but so goes life.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we are back to school. We always get that, either an email from school or our kids putting their hand out going, need new laptop.
Mm. My advice, read the email from school.
Okay.
I get this question a lot at this time of year, obviously, and a lot of parents are like, my kid is recommending a thing that's $1,400, $1,500, and that's a bit too much for me. I get it. Like, some people can afford that. Great. That'll be a good laptop. It'll last a long time. It'll be very good. But I had a look at Officeworks yesterday, and I found five laptops under $700. One of them was like $350. Now, no, they're not going to play the latest games. No, they're not going to be competitive in terms of looking at the features compared to the bloke with a $1,500 laptop. But actually, they look really good. Like, so the designs have come down to that price point. They look like nice laptops. They've got touch screen. You can get either Windows or Chromebook. Literally, you do not need to spend more than $700 for the things the school needs.
Right.
And I think that's the important message is, obviously, kids want to do more, but if this is about a back-to-school laptop, you can be on a budget, absolutely.
Oh, excellent.
Well, it's a valid point. I feel nicer about my son because my son was exactly what Trevor said. He said, Dad, I only need it for this, this, and this.
Yep.
Don't, you know, he's got his own computer for games and things. So exactly what Trevor says, you don't need the big thing.
My teenager actually said to me he probably doesn't need the we bought him a pretty decent one in year 8, year 9. And he's now admitted that really he doesn't need that much of a powerful laptop once I showed him a few of these. It was quite a eye-opening conversation.
Nice. Hey, Trevor, I was telling the guys yesterday, we were sitting there on the weekend and I've got a Samsung TV and up in the corner, Damien wanted to access my smart TV. Now, I denied, but then I went into the device settings and made sure that Damien was definitely on the banned list.
Have you gone jaw knocking around your neighbourhood for a Damien?
No, I don't know. But
he lives nearby.
Does he?
Yeah. He's, you know, sometimes if you've got an iPhone, you try to go to airdrop something to your computer or to a friend and there'll be someone else's phone appear or another Mac appear.
Yep.
So what Samsung, I've got a Samsung TV right here in my office right now and it pops up with a message in the corner, like you say, saying someone wants to connect. So basically, if you've got a smartphone with the Samsung SmartThings app, it just scans for all the devices in the area. Now, my concern is, Tanya, it normally only works with people on your Wi-Fi network. So my advice to you is, factory reset on the TV is not going to be a bad thing to do if you are a bit worried, although I don't believe that there is a hack potential there on that TV.
Once Damien gets in, Trevor, if he was to get in, what can he achieve by that?
I mean, the worst thing you can do is maybe get your Netflix account. But, I mean, unless your TV's got a camera on it, which most don't, and you're worried about people literally spying on you, it's more about control. It's about turning the volume up and down and turning the power on and off. Mm. So Damien could be a real pain in the bum. If he wanted to be.
I bet he is with a name like Damien.
Mm. No, wow, there it is. Change your Wi-Fi network password.
Okay. Because
it could be that Damien's actually got your Wi-Fi password and he's actually on your network. That's a much bigger risk.
How do you change your Wi-Fi when mine's on a magnet on the fridge?
That is a legit question, Daniel. I'm with you on that question.
No, just the number is not your Wi-Fi.
No, but the password is.
Yeah.
How do I do it?
I know the one. It's the little. A lot of people got big problems. They've got those little cards that come in the box. They put it on the fridge or under the somewhere. Look, the problem is you need to log into the router. Now you can call Telstra tech support and they'll talk you through it. But you need to log in to the router.
Trevor,
I've got to pull you out, Trevor. I don't know why, but you've decided to turn this segment into a comedy spot because you just said, call Telstra and they will help you.
All right, let's be honest, Tanya. Call me later. I can't help
you. Okay.
Honestly, so far, we've only been back a day and a half. Funny thing on the show.
And the idea of anyone knowing what you're talking about over the age of 12, log into a router, what?
Find your nerdy nephew.
Righto.
No, you're right.
He lives in Dublin.
Yes, right.
He could probably patch in from Dublin.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Trev.
Good on you, Trev.
See ya.
Trev along. He's from EFTM.com.au. Everything for the man. He's also got an app. Check it out today.
So I'm not alone. You have your whole password thing on the fridge.
Totally.
The magnet. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, but it doesn't matter. But it's like, why don't they make him a little bit less... They're stupid
obvious
passwords.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Oh, like
EE77.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Who knew you could change it, though?
I know. Well, I didn't.
No, mine's fine.
Not. I didn't. Yeah. I'll ring Telstra and they'll immediately help me within 1 minute. 1 minute. I won't be on hold for a second.
There's a piece around today and it's it's to help the people that are going through a bit of a rough time and breaking up.
Yeah, where was this 3 years ago?
The 11 things you should never say during a breakup, no matter how hurt you are.
Oh, bugger. What's number one? I hate you. That's not good.
Well, they're saying don't ever say that because, why would you allow yourself to be eaten up by hate?
Sure.
So there's all these practical reasons as to why you shouldn't say. I love this, though. You are useless in bed.
Yeah, well, good enough reason.
You should never say that because the answer is Lovemaking is a joint responsibility, and if they weren't great, well, that's something you co-created, so you mustn't be great either.
No, that's nonsense. Nonsense. Lift your game.
Another one is, you're pathetic.
Oh, that's harsh.
Well, the answer is, well, why did you have a relationship with a pathetic person? It's on you. Everything I read here brings it back to it's on you.
I hope you have a miserable life.
Oh.
Look at that one. That'll echo, apparently. Come back to you. A bit of karma, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it doesn't help you to move on.
Okay. What to say instead, though, Tanya? I love the positive affirmations that people are feeding out to us these days.
I am sorry that it did not work out. So these are very softly. What could I have done differently? Because that will help you in your next relationship.
Right.
What you could have done differently was, again, helping them.
Yeah.
What I appreciated about you was...
Oh, geez, that won't take long.
Oh, Stephen.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying if you're breaking out.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in that breakup moment, you're not appreciating it a lot, are you?
And why would you sit down and talk about the happy memories that you had?
You'll stay together.
Well, that's it. It could lead to makeup stuff.
Makeup what?
Oh, yeah, back there again. It's like, hey, I'll tell you what, just before I storm out, let's talk about the good times.
Yeah, no, that doesn't really.
What about the old "it's not you, it's me" thing?
That actually doesn't make the list.
Doesn't make the list because it's like it's not you. You've done nothing wrong. It's me. I'm just not ready.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this one. The positive here. I hope you have a great future with half my money. Oh no, I added that last bit. Yeah. I added the last. No, sorry. No, I laughed. Well,
are you laughing for other people?
Other people.
Other people.
Not me. Good as gold over here. Absolutely. But yes, I hope you have a great future. Look, and the thing is, obviously, with Karen and I, and I'm using Karen as example.
Oh no, she does. Doesn't want to be talked about on the radio.
No, I know, but it's a positive, like, because people always say to us, and you do too.
How do you get along? And
that it's amazing, you know, it's been nearly 3 years now and how you guys get on with everything. And I say, well, it's easy, you just give half of everything and everything's fine. No, it's just, I can't help myself.
Stop it.
I can't, no, it's not true, though. But we do, we get on fabulously.
Yeah. I know you do.
And I do say to me, it's not that hard if you just kind of put your kids first.
Yeah.
For sure.
And your own differences aside.
Mm-hmm. And use the kids as collateral
damage. No.
Or pawns in the war, so to speak.
Exactly. I mean, she did say to me I wasn't very good in bed, I must say.
You should have said it's a co-creator.
Yeah,
I'm
going to call her after the show. Hey, just as much your fault, you know.
Still in the game. Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty sure the last thing she said as I drove off was, see you, starfish.
It's Daniel and Steve. It's Triple M.
Go. Okay, press the button.
I wanted to make sure you didn't want to say anything.
I certainly don't.
Okay. Sure.
How good was Spider-Man?
It was fantastic.
I forgot, you know, because we were doing a bit of texting over the holidays because we miss and love each other dearly.
Mm.
I forgot to mention, if you hadn't seen it, you'll love it.
Well, it was fabulous the second time I saw it.
Did you go twice?
And you fell asleep the first time?
No. We were in Queensland. You're going to love this.
Right.
We went, I just booked online. I didn't really know what I was booking. A PAC Fair, you know, Pacific Fair, the massive shopping centre.
I like
how
you've hipped that up.
What?
PAC Fair.
That's what the locals call it. PAC Fair. Anyway, so book the tickets.
That's good.
For Spider-Man for the PAC Fair. We roll up. We go in. We sit down. Seats were a bit weird. Okay. Don't know about that, but all right. We sit down. The woman behind us goes, where are the seatbelts?
What?
I swear to God, the woman behind us said, where are the seatbelts? Mike and I look at each other and go, seatbelts?
What does she mean,
seatbelts? Well, understood. As soon as the shorts came up, it was the Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, right? No, the new Lethal, whatever his new Top Gun.
Yeah, the new Top Gun coming out. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So as soon as the short showed, I understood why she said, where are the seatbelts?
What?
We were in a 4D cinema. It was like a roller coaster.
I've been in one.
Oh, my God, Steve.
When it rains, like water squirts on you.
Yes.
Hang on. Were they playing Spider-Man in that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we lasted. You know how in the opening scene of Spider-Man, he's flying through the buildings with his girl?
Yeah.
We lasted almost to the end of him putting her on the ground safely.
What?
before we left the cinema.
Well, motion sickness just felt like it terrible.
It couldn't cope.
Oh, they're so good, Tanya.
It sounds like a 2-hour ride.
It was ridiculous.
This is the most jealous I've ever been of you.
Are you kidding?
Except for I would have said, oh, Steve. Those four, I love them.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hold, mate, the hold, the seats move. They go with the action.
It's ridiculous.
If there's a splash, water will come on you. Yeah. No, just sprinkles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
No, it wasn't.
It's so good, Tanya.
We were getting buffeted around. I was trying to eat and drink. I had an ice cream in my eye. I had crap all over the front of me. And this is the first minute of the film.
I had no idea they would put a movie of that caliber.
They do.
Because normally they're a bit rubbish.
Well,
you know,
they were.
You know, they're those kind of adventure rollercoaster things.
Yeah.
How good.
It wasn't, because I'm trying to cope with my drink and everything.
I can hear the screaming.
Yeah.
I can hear the screaming.
And all I saw was Michael get up and leave. I'm thinking, okay, so we're leaving, are we? I jump up, I follow him out, I'm going, what are you doing? He went, I can't do that for 2 hours. So we went back to the lady, and she just, and I said, I'm so sorry, I didn't realise I booked the... And she went, it's fine. Refund. Like...
Must be used to it.
They are so used to it.
Right.
People not realising they've booked the 4D.
Oh.
It was ridiculous.
I had no idea these things existed.
Fantastic.
Imagine
what
happens during, like, a lovemaking scene.
I knew you were going to say that. God, I knew he was going to say that, didn't you?
About.
I was going to say, there is one on the Gold Coast you can watch porn to. Anyway, tell you what, and I'm still going to the chiropractor. Because you didn't expect it.
Not at all.
I've gone into them knowing what's ahead of me. So maybe there's that surprise.
Well, when you hear someone go, where are the seatbelts?
Yeah. Exactly.
You really did need them.
At first I thought she's going, buckle up, this is going to be good. Yeah, you know, but no. I'm jealous. I'm flying there. I will go and see Spidey 4D.
It was crazy.
So good.
Look, I would have stayed had I have not had, like, food.
Yeah.
And the fact that Michael just left and didn't even say anything to me.
He just got up and left.
Just walked out.
What a great cinema to see Armageddon.
Never thought I'd have to do this, but I'm going to out you. In fact, I think I'm going to put you on the barbecue and fry you.
What do you mean, never think you have to do it? You do it once a week. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to enlist the help of the listeners, because I think they will be.
Because it's not enough. It's not enough you fry me.
He wants a backup.
Oh, it's a stack's on.
Well,
what have I done?
I think they're going to be very disappointed in you.
Why?
Well, you come across as this Aussie larrikin, and I think our listeners are going to be shocked to find out. Go on, you confessed. There is something that you don't have. Every red-blooded Aussie, I'd go 99.9% of red-blooded Aussies has one of these, and you don't, and you've never had one.
A barbecue.
Yes!
A barbecue.
How do you get through decades of life in this country without owning a barbecue?
By going to other people's places.
Why don't you want one?
I don't know. I've never had one, and every time I see someone doing a barbie, they don't look like they're having a good time because they're so busy worrying about what they're cooking. How would you like that, mate? Was that good for you? Sorry, sausage is a bit burnt. I never see cooks at a barbie enjoying themselves.
But it's the
pressure, and you know I don't like hassle.
It's a little pressure.
Come over to my place, lovely bowl of twisties and beer.
That's about all you get, twisties and beer.
I think if you're at a barbie, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
You know what I mean? You just get whatever.
It's a rite of passage, though. Like, how is your son going to learn the art of cooking a fabulous steak or sausage on the barbie?
He's not.
So you creating a generation of no barbecue men?
No, I'm afraid so. I'm afraid so.
Oh my God! Well, run out of the country.
Well, I think you're being. I think you're being Aussieist. just put ist at the end of anything these days.
Absolutely.
I can't explain it. I don't think it's a hassle. And then you got to clean it. Oh,
I'm just curious
it.
To know
greasy.
What our listeners think of you.
I'm sure there's more than me that blokes don't have barbecues.
Well, give us a call. 1-333-5-3.
You painted a very 1950s image there.
Don't forget about the gas bottle, Steve. You go to the barbie, turn it on.
Don't.
No
gas.
What do you mean?
That's why
you use the water trick.
What's the water trick?
The water trick to see if there's gas in the bottle. Oh, come on.
No.
I definitely hand over those man cards.
No, you don't. You disconnect the gas, turn it on, put the lighter on.
No, you don't. You use the water trick.
No, do the water trick, kids.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
1-3-3-5-3,
what's the
though?
Water trick?
You can't call yourself an Aussie bloke if
what
you don't have a barbecue.
Oh, it's a hassle. Gas.
Gas.
You know, there's nothing
nicer. You're going to clean the crap off it. Oh, God.
Honestly.
Oh, look, I think actually, I don't know if this is going the way you want to go, Tanya.
Craig's at Charlestown. Craig, are you a barbecue bloke?
Oh, I've got one.
Yeah, well, good.
I bought one about 3 years ago. I haven't used it. It's going to be put out on the next rubbish collection.
And chances are, Craig, may I add to that, it's probably rusty, mate.
It is, mate. And the lid, the plate's beautiful and new. It's under a cover, but everything else is rusted.
No, I know.
Good to be used.
Why am I surrounded by ladies today?
Leave it up.
Craig, why haven't you used your barbecue?
I'm like Steve. I'm a fat, lazy...
Yeah, totally, Craig. Yeah, I like to nice it up by just saying we're hassle-free gentlemen.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I understand the majority just look at us and we're fat and lazy. But yeah, hassle-free gentlemen,
okay,
Craig.
Can I ask you both this?
Sorry, mate, it's one that kills the best of us.
Do you enjoy barbecued food?
It's absolutely.
Love it.
Cook me a barbecue anytime you want, Tanya.
Okay, so we're back to lazy. Thank you, Craig.
Hassle-free is the word I use. And gentlemen.
Now, what about Russ at Currumbong? Russ, what do you think of Steve not owning a barbecue?
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. If you're going to have a barbecue, you've got to enjoy it, as you say. But you have people around, you set the barbecue up, you get your mates to cook your barbecue so you can walk around and socialise and drink a beer, they'll cook it for you.
But that doesn't happen, Russ. Might happen at your place. You get the others, you cook it on, but you still, still got to clean it, still got the gas bottle hassle.
That's easy enough.
Yeah. I thought it was something innate. Like, it harking back to fire days. Because even on the holidays, I watch my husband and son, they do the tong dance as to who can get their... it's almost...
just a whole enjoyment
absolutely.
Of it all.
Yeah.
They jostle each other for the pleasure of actually doing it.
Yeah.
Presenting.
I've seen that.
Meat.
Meat that I prepared on my barbecue.
And if you looked slightly to your left of your son and husband, jostling... I'm the one with the plate about to collect the meat that they cooked. And going back to my beer and comfortable chats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It's sad.
My brother loves, if I go to his house and I'm having a barbie, he cannot wait to get his hands on the tongs, cook the barbie, because his theory is if he's cooking the barbie, he doesn't have to watch the kids.
Barbecue rule number one.
So we sit there with a beer, he just turns a couple of sausages, easiest thing ever.
Yeah.
And, that kid broke his arm. I was on barbecue duty.
That is barbecue rule number one.
I will say I do like the fact that when there is a barbecue of couples.
Yes.
Of mixed gender.
Yeah. Mm.
That we are in 1945. It's fantastic.
Completely.
There's the blokes on the barbie and the girls are inside gossiping and getting the salad.
Exactly.
And if it's a really good day, someone's brought a bit of potato bake.
Oh, stop it.
There you go.
I don't mind that 1950s version of barbecue.
Nor have I, because all the guys are out there doing all that, and I'm in there with you girls chatting yous up. That's why I never surfed. Someone had to stay on the beach and talk with the girls.
Start your day with Tanya and Steve and get the new year started with $50,000 off all McDonald Jones homes. Visit a display home today and get your dream home started.